Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Baldinger, our NFL insider. You can see him on NFL Network as an analyst, radio.com insider. Man does an awful lot of football for a living, and he makes smarter football fans with each and every Baldy breakdown that he puts up on Twitter, appearing on the Dial Pad guest line. Baldy, good to have you on here. We were just talking about sports memorabilia. Are you a sports memorabilia guy?
Not really, Damon. I mean, I barely even save pictures. I'm just not a collector.
No, did you collect any, like, did you keep a lot of stuff from your playing days? Do you have a whole bunch of, like, old jerseys, old helmets around?
I remember one time I had a Christmas party, and I had, like, all these game, like, these game jerseys and stuff. And, you know, there was a company out there that, you know, kind of gave us a bunch of, basically, you know, gave us the catalog and let us order wherever we wanted. And so I had all these people at the house. The party ended, like, everything was gone. Like, everybody just helped themselves to game jerseys and, you know, shoes and jackets, and it was just all gone. So, I probably still could find a jersey from one of the three teams I played for, but other than that, really not much.
Did you enjoy the Mud Bowl that took place in Washington, D.C.? What do you think of a game played in the conditions that the Niners and Redskins had to go through last year? Can you discern anything from the footage of a game like that?
Well, I mean, outside of the fact that Nick Bosa, you know, was having a good time out there sliding on his belly, you know, it looked like me at one of my brother's weddings across the dance floor. But, you know, they were having a good time. No, look, I know the conditions are terrible and the Redskins aren't good, but I mean, I don't care. They shut them out. You know, they didn't score a point. So, you know, defenses like shutouts. They like keeping a goose egg up on the board, regardless of the conditions. But, you know, I thought that Tevin Coleman, you know, in those kind of conditions, he had better footing than anybody out there. Well, I don't know what kind of shoes he had on, but I didn't see the guy slip. I saw a lot of other people slipping. And, you know, the good thing is, you know, the 49ers took care of the football on a day where it could have easily used as an excuse, you know, with a team last year that couldn't hang on to the football, that they held on to the football. And they played in the conditions, and, you know, you got to do that. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen when you get to the playoffs, where you're going to play, who you got to play, and what the conditions are going to be in. So it's always good to play in those kind of conditions because probably don't see much of that up there in Northern California.
Emmanuel Sanders is the new man in the room. What's he going to be asked to do by Kyle Shanahan for this weekend against Carolina?
Well, I think that, first of all, I think the wide receiver room will benefit. You know, I think a Deebo Samuel, a Dante Pettis, you know, some of these young guys in there can benefit from a guy that's, you know, a real veteran, a real pro. He's a great route runner. He's a great guy. I mean, everybody will get along with Emmanuel Sanders. Got a big smile on his face. You know, everywhere Kyle's been, he's had a guy like Emmanuel Sanders. He had Taylor Gabriel forever in Cleveland. He had him in Atlanta. And, you know, he really flourished under Kyle. I mean, he's going to get chances off play action to really use his skill as a great route runner, a guy that knows how to set guys up, separate. I think he's going to be a really good target for Jimmy Garoppolo. And I think he's going to fit in immediately. How much he actually digest here between now and Sunday against Carolina, I don't really know, but because I don't think he'll play the whole game, but I think you'll see him out there, and I think the ball will definitely get to him starting this Sunday.
One guy who's likely to play the whole game on Sunday and touch the ball an awful lot is Christian McCaffrey. This is far and away the best, probably the best player, certainly the best runner the Niners have faced this year. We know what they can do against a passing offense. What's the key to containing a guy as dynamic as McCaffrey in the run game?
Well, I mean, if you watch him against the last time he played 2 weeks ago against Tampa, you know, he ran 22 times for 31 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Tampa is the number one run defense in football.
And other than Tampa, he's shredded everybody.
Yeah, but I mean, he, like, literally, there was a brick wall in front of him. And so Kyle Allen, and really in the passing game, outside of a couple plays, they took McCaffrey out in there. But it opened up for you know, for DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel and Greg Olsen to have big days. But the thing about McCaffrey, I think that people just didn't understand. They just kept looking at his size. You know, he can't be a guy that runs between the tackles. He can't be a guy that, you know, that has power. Yet, that's all he did at Stanford, was run between the tackles. I think it's going to be a big day for Christian McCaffrey coming back to the Bay Area, going to school at Stanford just a few miles away from Levi Stadium. He'll have a lot of fans there. Dalvin Cook overtook him as the leading rusher in the league in yards from scrimmage, and I think that means something to him. The offense is built around him. It's a great test for this 49ers team because they do a lot with him. But like I said, against Tampa, if they reduce his effectiveness and they have to go somewhere else with it, they proved that they're far more than just a one-man band on offense right now.
Brian Baldinger on a Football Friday, brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart, play it Oaks, and by Xfinity. Why is Kyle Allen having so much early career success?
Well, you got to look at what Norv Turner is doing, Damon. He's 5-0 as a starter. He played Week 17 last year and won for Carolina. He's 4-0 here. He hasn't thrown an interception yet. So you go, okay, what kind of throws is he asked to make? He's not asked to do anything that he can't do. And that means, like, thread the needle, these type of throws. I mean, it's to the outside. It's kind of safe throws. They have a personal protector, which I think a lot of teams should really look at. They have a kid named Chris Manhertz. To me, he's their unofficial official hero of the team. I mean, he played basketball at Canisius College in Buffalo. Never played a down of football in his life. He got into the NFL, free agent, practice squad, all that stuff. He literally played half the snaps last week, and he lines up next to the quarterback, and his job is to protect. And he looks like a basketball player, just shuffling, sliding, wherever there's leakage. Nick Bosa, you know, wins over the left tackle, he'll be there to clean up. If Brunskill struggles at right tackle, he'll slide over there and help out over there against Steve Ford or whoever's there. He's the personal protector, and so he hasn't been hit a lot. And it's a good system. The ball comes out pretty hot, but he's made big throws in the middle of the field. On the outside, he's tall, he's got a good arm, and seems to know where to go with the football right now.
If it's Jimmy Garoppolo we're talking about, he has remained relatively clean this year, and frankly, he hasn't even been great under those circumstances. If they want him to perform Sunday, they got to keep the league's leading sack team off of him. You're down two tackles, you're down Juszczyk. Is this maybe the week that the dam sort of breaks and the 49ers have trouble blocking the other guys?
Well, they'll get tested. I mean, Brian Burns is an elite player, a rookie out of Florida State, and Mario Addison's having a good season, and they have a blitz scheme. I mean, they can get guys to the quarterback one-on-one or by scheme. Luke Kuechly is as smart a defensive player as there is in this league. They've had 2 weeks to get ready and to really study this. But this is a Kyle Shanahan game. He understands what he's up against. He's got to mitigate, you know, whatever damage could be done by a team that knows how to get after a quarterback. And it's up to him to really game plan that. So I expect, you know, a lot of max protection. I expect a lot of hard play action. And everything can really be a little bit easier if they can run the ball pretty effectively with Tevin Coleman and Breida in the group. And so they've been able to cobble together an offense without Juszczyk. They did it a lot of different ways, and they'll continue to have to do that. And I think we'll see another evolution of what that looks like this week.
John Gruden is so comfortable trading away Reggie McKenzie early draft picks that, I mean, it's not even really remarkable when it happens. Like, that's called Tuesday around here. What doesn't happen often is you trade the player to the team you're about to see next. Is that an indictment on who they think Gerrion Connolly is? So much so that they'd rather play against him than with him this Sunday? Or was Houston just the interested dance partner and this is just circumstances?
Well, I think you answered all your questions, to be honest with you, Damon. I mean, he was awful against Green Bay, just awful. I mean, he didn't tackle, he didn't cover. I mean, he was the worst player on the field. And, you know, Green Bay was the benefactor. The fact that they even got even if got compensation for him is really, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more. Because I thought, honestly, after a performance like that, they would have just cut him.
Like that bad? He was that bad?
He was that bad. He was that bad. I mean, you know, you see, you know, a touchdown by Marquez Valdez-Scantling that should be a 5 yards, you know, tackle. And he goes, you know, I don't know, 75 yards per touchdown. It's ridiculous. He you know, I mean, he was just on every phase of the game, he was bad. And, you know, they drafted defense, you know, they drafted young corners. It was just time to turn it over. They should have been a much more competitive game. I mean, you know, I mean, Derek Carr turns the ball over at the goal line twice, one an interception, one in a fumble.
Change the whole game, man.
Yeah, I mean, they move the ball really well. And Darren Waller and Josh Jacobs are big-time players. And they're Pro Bowl players right now. I haven't seen anybody cover Darren Waller yet, and he's a good blocker. I mean, he's the breakout player in this whole league. And Josh Jacobs is just a stud. So, and they play without the right tackle, who is a difference maker. You know, the Oakland Raiders are competitive and really competitive. And I think they think that, well, I mean, I think they should think that they can earn a playoff spot this year. It's possible. But you can't play with a guy like Arian Conley out there. I mean, there's just, you can't line up with a guy that's just a complete liability out there. And they just said, like I said, I'm surprised they got compensation. But it also just shows to show you right now, you know, with Jonathan Joseph out for the Houston Texans, they're really hurting at corner. They play a press man coverage scheme. And so they got the rookie in there, Lonnie Johnson, and he's been okay. He was really good against Kansas City. But they need guys that can line up and play press man coverage right now. And they feel like Conley is better than probably what they have in the practice squad.
Brian, awesome to talk to you as always, man. Thank you so much for stopping on by Friday afternoons. We always appreciate your time. Where's the microphone bringing you this weekend?
I will be in Atlanta for Seattle in what has just been a dismal season for the Atlanta Falcons this weekend, Damon.
Very interesting. Big game in the NFC West. Maybe Atlanta can pull a shocker off. Probably not. good to talk to you, Brian. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys. You bet. I'll talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.